Miami Chamber of Commerce, hello.
I understand you've done a survey on Canadian habits.
Yes, sir. Could you hold on for a moment, please?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Ward Fontana. I'm director of survey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Could you hold on for just a moment?
Okay.
Thank you very much. You've reached the Miami Chamber of Commerce. Press 1 to talk to an operator. Press 2 to talk to Ward Fontana, director of surveys. Press 3 if you've lived in the United States for more than 10 years. Press 4 if you come to the United States on a regular basis. Press 5 if you love America. Press 6 if you think America is, you know. We'll connect your call now. Ward Fontana, hello.
Yeah. There's a guy on WIOD who's making some statements. Exception to.
What is that, sir?
He says there's 50 million Canadians.
Who's this, sir?
My name is Phil.
No, but who's the person on WIOD?
I don't have his name. He's a Canadian, and he's making all these rash statements. And what he's doing, he's painting all the Canadians as if he had a few bad eggs, and all the Canadians are like that. And he says, according to your survey.
That's right.
Did you find 80% of Canadians wear black stockings and sandals?
We did, sir. We conducted this over
How many people did you interview?
We interviewed approximately 7,000 people who are visitors from Canada.
Where did you interview these people?
We did this all throughout South Florida, in the South Beach area.
How many
also
people
in the Fort Lauderdale,
Canada, Mr. Fontana?
Our latest statistics show that there are 75 million Canadians.
There are, eh?
Yes, sir.
And
oh, you said A.
Yes, sir. You are 300% wrong, or 200% wrong.
Sir, we have done this survey in conjunction.
I'm saying you are 200%
all right.
wrong.
All right, could you hold on?
I think you should check and make sure.
Could you hold on for just a moment, sir? We'll double check. Thank you for calling the Miami Chamber of Commerce. Press 1 if you're a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Press 2 if you're a hockey fan. Press 3 if you think homosexuals should be deported. Press 4 if you think Indians should be deported. Press 5 if you like Americans who don't wear black stockings and sandals. Press 6. Press 6. Press 7. Press... Thank you. Your call is being connected. All right, sir, this is Ward Fontana. Am I got the gentleman on the line?
Yep.
And where are you from?
I'm from Toronto.
Where is that?
Well, I guess you never heard of Toronto. What cities have you heard of in Toronto?
Cities in Toronto?
No. What cities have you heard of in Canada?
Oh, that Toronto, Canada.
Oh, I'm glad it rings a bell. It happens to be one of the two most famous cities in Canada.
I never heard of it.
I know you never heard of it.
All right. What is your complaint, sir?
My complaint is, now, I just spoke to you a second ago.
Yes, sir.
Based on some information that a guy is using on WIOD that he said he got from you.
Sir, are you calling from a touchtone phone?
No, I'm not calling from a touchtone phone. What difference
How
does
did
it
you
make
get
if I'm calling from a touchtone phone?
Well, I've got to know if you're calling from a touchtone phone.
No, I'd like to
because
get... I just spoke to you, and you said there were 75 million people in Canada.
We're doing a survey. Are you calling from a touchtone phone?
I don't want to get into a survey.
Well,
I'd like to get some straight answers
from you. I'm going to give you those straight answers, sir. You're entitled to them.
Well,
but I just want
you said a minute ago that you were going to check.
I am checking. I have the facts and figures.
You
to get those figures... To get those...
80%...
Yes, sir?
80% of the people,
you need
Canadians,
to press...
Yeah. Their nose in restaurants.
Please press 0. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, what was the question?
No, you also made a statement, according to this guy in WIOD, that 80% of Canadians stick their fingers up their noses in restaurants.
Yes, sir. That was a survey of restaurant owners in South Florida.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How many countries have you lived in?
Please press 7.
How many foreign countries have you lived in?
Please press 7.
How many foreign countries?
Sir,
you answer that, I'll press 7.
I cannot answer the question unless you press 7. All right.
How many foreign countries have you lived in?
All right. If you want me to tell you the truth, press 3. If you want me to lie, press 4. Oh, you want me to lie?
Well, I don't know. If you tell me there's 75 million Canadians, whatever you tell me can't be based on fact.
Well, if you want
because
me to tell the... I'll tell the truth.
Left Canada
I'll tell the truth.
A month ago, and there was only 26
right.
million.
I'll tell the truth if you press 3. Press 3. Okay.
You're having fun, aren't you, with these buttons?
There's 26 million Canadians.
Approximately.
You pressed the wrong button.
Or maybe I pressed the wrong button.
That's right.
But
if you press 4, we'll lie to you. If you press 3, we'll tell you the truth. All right, there are 26 million Americans.
Americans?
Yeah, you pressed 4. You wanted a lie.
Oh, come on, stop fooling with these press buttons.
Sir, you asked me for the truth. If you want to
stop fooling with these buttons.
I'm sorry, sir. It is our survey.
You're full of, just like this other guy, this so-called Canadian on the radio.
Sir, it's part of our survey process.
You're painting the Canadians, all 26 million of them,
as nose pickers.
Certain facts.
Yes. Well, they do. They pick their nose. I didn't do it. I didn't start it. What are you yelling at me for?
Americans don't pick their nose?
Canadians do it to a man and to a woman and to a child. Every last one of them, they come down here.
Americans don't pick their nose?
Press 1.
Americans don't pick their nose?
I'll answer that if you press 1.
Well, I'll
press 1. You got to press 1. I can't hear it unless you press 1.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Something.
Yeah.
I've lived in 3 foreign countries.
Press 2 if you're telling me the truth.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I got to put you on hold. This is the Miami Chamber of Commerce on 610 WIOD. Sir, I'm back with you. What is our address?
What is your address?
555.
I'm with you.
Apple Way.
What road?
Apple. A-P-P.
Apple, like an eating apple?
Yeah, like an eating an apple.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
Now, if you want the rest of the address, sir, you have to press 3.
Oh, come on. Don't get me wrong.
Sir, I'm sorry. It's part of the system that we have.
What the hell is the 3 for?
Please,
you're doing is fooling around with me.
No, I am not fooling around with
you. You're so full of it.
You have to press 3 to get the rest of the... Sir, please press...
I'll tell you something.
All right, I want you to press 4. I want you to press 4 to calm down.
We bring money to the Florida economy.
Press 6 if you're mad.
And all you're doing...
You have to press 6.
All you're doing as the Miami Chamber...
I want you to press 5.
All you're doing is you're chasing it away. They're going to go...
You need to press 7 if you're... Press 7 if you're angry. Press 7 if... Press 7 if you're angry. Press 6 if you're angry at me.
What's that?
Press 6 if you're angry.
I'm not going to press anymore.
You better press 6.
I'm not going to press
I want you to press 6.
I'm not going to press any more buttons.
Press the star button if you don't want to do what I tell you to do.
Well, you're not doing what I tell you to.
I will do what you tell me to do unless you press the pound button. I want you to press the pound button.
I'm not in a survey.
I know you're not in a survey, but you have to press pound. Because I want to give you the address.
Give me...
I want to give you the address.
Reason why the buy have to press 6?
Because I want you to.
Well, that's not a good reason.
Yes, it is a good reason.
I want you to jump off a skyscraper.
A skyscraper? You want me to jump off a stapler? What are you talking about, sir?
Give me a good reason.
All right,
tell you to jump off a bridge.
Because it's part of our phone mail system. It's part of our survey.
You're telling me to press a button.
Why,
just like
I never in my life have been so insulted. I deal with Canadians every day, even though they pick their nose too much. They do what I ask them to do.
And
how dare you? Sir, press 2. Press 2.
I'm not going to press 2.
I demand that you press 2 now.
Well, you can demand all you like.
What's your favorite number?
I don't have one.
How about if I press it for you?
For me.
All right, what's your number?
I don't have one.
All right, when were you born?
I wasn't.
There. All right, go ahead. Go right ahead, sir.
Do you know how much money Canadians bring to your economy?
We bring into the economy?
How much money Canadians bring to the Florida economy?
I'm not playing games, but
yes,
I just noticed 085 are the first three. Those are the first three notes of Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You know, I'm going to write a letter.
Mary had a little lamb. You see?
I'm going to be writing a letter to the editor.
Can you sing, sir?
And believe me.
Sir, have you ever heard of Anne Murray?
Of who?
Anne Murray.
Yeah, I heard of Anne
Murray. She's a Canadian singer, and she doesn't talk to me this way. Have you ever heard of Joni Mitchell?
I've heard of a lot of people.
What's this guy on WIOD
and what you're doing?
You know who Axl Rose is?
You're painting 26 million Canadians, but you're saying...
Ah, but here's where you're wrong.
Million,
we painted 70,000. That's right.
Lie.
And they picked their nose.
You're painting all the Canadians with the same paintbrush. When I lived in Mexico...
All right, I want you to...
There's a book called The Ugly American.
Press 2. Thank you for pressing 2.
Have you ever read The Ugly American?
The Oddly American?
Yeah, The Ugly American.
Ugly? How you spelling that?
Well, I'm sure you don't have any education, so I might have to spell it for
you.
Yeah,
spell it for me, would you please?
Another thing.
Press 3. Thank you.
Canadians aren't educated.
Canadians are not educated.
It's a proven fact.
Oh, I love you.
Canadians always...
Hey, what's with that upside-down flag?
American.
Sir, I demand you...
Any scholastic test.
Kiss me.
Okay?
Kiss me. Give me a kiss on the phone right now.
Give you a what?
A kiss.
Yeah, I'll give you something.
Come on, give me a kiss.
Just bend down, I'll give you a kiss.
Bend down, you'll give me a kiss.
Yeah, this isn't the...
you know, this is the kind of thing that I swear to God, all my years...
Neil Rogers Show.
Yes. I'm trying to find out why we can't pick it up on the radio. My aunt called me and told me that she couldn't get Neil Rogers Show last night or today.
Is that right? Could you hold on? We'll give you our program director, all right?
All right. I tried to pick it up myself to see if maybe she just wasn't getting it on the right number.
I got you. Could you hold on? We'll transfer you to operations.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Steve Nichol.
Hello?
Hello, it's Steve Nichol.
Yes. My aunt just called me and told me that she couldn't get Neil Rogers Show last night or today. And
does she have her radio turned on?
Yeah.
She does.
And she listens to Neil Rogers faithfully every day.
What kind of radio is it, ma'am?
I don't know what she's got. I got a Pioneer.
But do you have a Primeir?
And I could not pick it up. And mine's not a portable. Mine was a...
You have a Primate?
A Pioneer is what I have.
Oh, I see. And what kind of radio does she have?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Where does she live?
She lives in Hollywood.
And she cannot get his show.
No, and she's upset.
All right. Has she paid her rent? Has she paid her rent?
I think she's listening to it on a portable.
I see. Does she pay her rent?
Yes, she does.
And she's never late?
Never late.
Has she food? Does she have any food stamps?
No, she isn't.
She's not on food stamps.
No.
All right. What she needs to do is contact Human Resources and purchase some food stamps.
Are those the only people that can get?
Yeah, they're the only people who can pick up the Neil Rogers Show are people who are on food stamps.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
You ask me a question like that, you don't know?
No.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Does she drink?
No, she does not.
All right, that's another problem. She has to smoke, drink, and be on food stamps to get Neil's show. Hello?
Yeah. But is it on 92? I don't...
Yeah, it's on I-92. If you just get on 92 and go west, you can pick it up. It could be
well,
the coverage area.
I tried. When she called me, I went
she drive?
Back to 91.
You went back to 91.
And followed
right.
The station.
Did you follow that out of? Did you follow that out of Tampa?
And all I could get was Cubans.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of us can get these days. You know, that's all I can get since I moved to town.
No, music. I mean, Cuban music.
Oh, I thought you meant dates. Dates.
No.
I only get Cubans now.
No, but
what
I
is
like
it?
To pick up on the...
Do you like picking up Cubans? I'm sorry?
No.
All right, so she can't get the station because she doesn't live in Florida?
She lives in Florida. She lives in Hollywood.
All right. What she needs to do, dear, and I've got to get going. I've got a couple of meetings, and I've got to go drink, is she needs to get on food stamps and date Cubans. Okay?
No, but why is it not coming through?
It's not coming. She doesn't have it turned on. It's not plugged in. She probably didn't pay her electrical bill.
No.
All right, dear.
That problem. She lives in Hillcrest.
Oh, well, there you go. That says it all right there. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Sunrise, hello? Sunrise.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
I got a question from the lady. What's her name, Margaret?
Yes.
Are you a made-up lady?
I beg your pardon?
I don't know how to put this. I'm trying to be polite, but I ain't never heard anybody talk as bad as you do.
What do you mean? Are you scared?
Yeah.
Of what?
I mean, I don't understand how
what's
you're
your question,
putting women
sir?
Down.
What is your question, sir?
Well, it seems to me that this lady's... She's got to be a joke on your show, is she?
No.
She's
are you?
Real.
Are you a joke?
You shouldn't let her talk that much. This
are you,
is ridiculous.
Are you a joke, sir?
How do you do that to people?
You are a joke, aren't you?
I'd like to.
Do
yeah,
what
sometimes
to people?
I joke around, but
don't
I'm
kid me.
Right
the,
now.
You would love to be able to give your wife a sponge mop so you don't have
yeah,
to spend all kinds of money.
Stick the sponge mop up your ass.
Hey, why don't you stick the sponge mop up your ass? I think
sponge
you,
mop on Valentine's
so you'd
Day.
Rather, so you'd rather
my
give
wife
her a
is
big,
a lady. She
and
wants candy or flowers.
What are you going to give her on Valentine's Day?
Sponge mop.
Oh, you're going to give her a sponge mop?
Yeah, I give you the sponge mop.
What are you giving your
you
wife?
You stick it up your ass. You can wipe brush
you sound like a
that.
You sound like a man who's...
You'd be a better cleaning lady than you are a talk show host.
Does your wife run your life? Sounds
you
like it to me.
You are one of the ignorantest people I have heard.
Ignorantest?
I
how
put you in the class
that?
Of Neil Rogers.
I beg your pardon?
I put you right in the same class as Neil Rogers.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
As a
now,
what?
A compliment. Now,
that
are
shows
you going,
how ignorant you are.
Are you going to be giving your wife a ring for Valentine's Day?
No, I'm going to give her flowers and dinner.
Oh, isn't that original? Oh,
yeah.
God, he's a real
well,
original
thinker.
Well,
she appreciates it. Yeah, a mop she'd probably hit me with.
A mop?
A real woman, I mean, they go out and they do their own shopping, they buy their own mops. I'm going to bring home a mop.
I see who does the cleaning in your house. You. Don't you? Well, why don't you get off
the...
How
am I going to clean the house for?
Why don't you get off...
That's a woman's job.
Obviously, you do it because you wouldn't give your wife a mop. It seems to me you've got a bathroom...
Now, I want to give her a mop for? I don't know what kind she likes.
Don't you got a bathroom to clean or something? Get off your house.
Right, I'm going to... Over a nice dinner, I'm going to give her a... bathroom cleaner.
Here's a call from Miami. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, that's the same man. He's full of baloney. Does he go around naked too with his wife? Ask him.
Roland?
Does he... Remember? He was on before, Phil.
And you were talking about what?
I wouldn't send my kids to go with their underwear. It looks ridiculous. What is he trying to prove? Nature my foot.
Well, what I'm saying is that it is restrictive to the children.
Weren't you on before with the same baloney?
I do have a... I've been on Mr. Henry's show before, yes.
But then, haven't you been on before and you said you go naked with your wife?
I do, yes, we do.
You hear what I... See, Phil, he was on before.
Are you you're a nudist, right?
Yeah.
I am not a nudist in the strict sense of the word. No.
No.
I am not a nudist in the strict sense of the word.
No, but he goes naked. He's not
a
nudist, but he goes naked like a jerk.
What is wrong with going naked?
What's all right about it? The kids would be embarrassed.
The children would be free to... They would be free to...
Free my ass.
They would be free to enjoy the world as nature intended them to enjoy.
Oh, stop the baloney. Stop the baloney, you full of baloney.
Well, what are you talking about, Roland? Are you naked with the children?
That's what he said.
If children choose that, yes, we do remove our clothes.
He's cracked. He's got a crack in his head.
See, this woman, Phil, if I may point this out, is symptomatic of what's wrong with America.
Oh, systematic, my ass.
You are, and your language, by the way, we don't use that language around the children. I can tell you that.
A donkey. You're a donkey. You know that.
What'd you say?
You're a donkey.
Well, you can call me names. But as the children like to say, sticks and stones can break my bones.
Oh, stop the baloney. You're so full of baloney. You were on before. Why do you have him on again, Phil?
He's talking about an Easter hunt that he's got
Easter
for the kids.
Easter hunt, my foot.
An Easter egg hunt.
I heard him before, and he's baloney. Little by little, he says, nature.
Yes, that is nature. And God
says,
we were born naked, madam.
And what happens to the children?
The children enjoy nature.
Oh, yeah, door.
They don't
have to look at your ugly body?
Do they have to take their clothes off?
They most certainly do not. They can wear their underwear. And don't...
Why can't they come with clothes?
Because it is not natural to wear clothing in the botanical
surroundings.
Oh, natural,
my foot.
To be wearing clothing in botanical surroundings is not healthy.
Oh, stop it. Where do you come from?
You know what this lady's problem is.
Where do you come from?
I happen to live in Coral Gables, and I'm a respected member of my community. I can tell you what your problem is.
Your problem? You got a problem. I don't have a problem.
Your problem is that if you were to take your clothes off, there might be death.
Oh, stop the baloney.
People might die.
Why? You got children?
What are you insulting this lady for?
I'm not insulting her. She's insulting me.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do have children.
Are they going to go naked?
They most certainly will.
See, Phil, I wouldn't allow her. I wouldn't even allow them on the station.
Do you have grandchildren? Do you have grandchildren, ma'am?
No.
Well, then how do you know how children feel?
I know. I had three small children. And I would never send them to your place to go with their underwear.
To enjoy
First of all, the kids themselves would be embarrassed.
How do you... Not the children that we have at our festive Easter
House. Yeah, what kind do you have?
We have children who enjoy the festivity of Easter House.
That's why there's so much abuse.
Let me explain to you some of the games.
There's so much abuse because of a nut like you.
That's true.
Well, let me... Hello.
Hello.
Let me explain some of the games that we play.
You're a nut.
We have Easter egg hunts. Where we hide the eggs and the children...
Oh, stop, I know all about it. Stop making excuses.
We color the eggs, we roll the eggs...
Stop making excuses.
I'm not... Excuses? This is exactly... We eat chocolate bunnies, and we hide the eggs.
Big deal.
Do you hide the eggs in the shrubbery and stuff?
Sometimes we hide them in the shrubbery, sometimes we hide them on our bodies.
Oh, on your body, huh? And they pick it out from your body?
Is there a problem with this, ma'am?
What do you mean you hide it on your body?
I don't hide it on my body. The children hide the eggs on their bodies, and they explore.
And you play with them, huh?
And they explore what?
They explore each other looking for the eggs.
Oh, my God, the man is a maniac.
What are you trying to pull here, Gray?
I'm not trying to pull anything, and I resent the inferences of this woman.
You're a sickie.
I'm a sickie.
They ought to lock you up.
They should lock you up.
This is what happens with, that's why kids are being abused. You get a maniac like this here, and some mothers are dumb enough to bring him just to get rid of them for the day, and bring him to a man that's a maniac like that.
I would encourage all mothers to bring their children to Easter House. It's very healthy.
You are a jackass.
All right, well, listen, this was supposed to be an after-school special.
A fine after-school special.
After school, my foot. You better go back to school and learn how to teach kids how to read better. Read.
I bet you we could use your body to hide a few Easter eggs.
Go scratch yourself.
Oh, come on.
Go scratch yourself.
Yeah,
you're a piece.
You give me
you're
a
no
pain.
Damn
you
good, and don't you dare. No children go there.
The kids
no children should go there.
Children should come down.
No children. Don't let any children go there, Phil. Get them off the air.
If you don't like what I'm doing, why don't you volunteer as a chaperone?
Why don't you go, scratch yourself?
Why don't you volunteer as a chaperone?
Why don't you scratch yourself?
What does she mean, scratch myself?
Yeah, go scratch yourself. Wake up.
Go scratch yourself.
Wake up.
Go scratch yourself.
The war is over. Don't try to stop making abused children again. We have plenty of them here.
Oh, I don't
a bunch
children.
Of maniacs.
I
like,
hide Easter eggs on my body. There's
like a bunch of
that.
Maniacs like you.
Oh, go pick an egg out of your hair.
Cut him off the air. He's no damn good.
I think we could use you to hide some eggs.
So long. Happy Passover.
Hey, don't you hang on. Hello. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to send some stuff.
Are you calling from a touchtone phone?
Yes.
All right, could you press 1, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. What can we do for you?
I'd like to send some information out of the Miami Herald every
All right.
now
this
and
is
then.
From the Miami Herald?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
I understand. Could you press 3, please?
I need the address to send it to.
Yeah, you need to press 3. Did you press 3?
Yes.
Let me hear that again. Eddie, is that 3? Is that 3 you're pressing?
I'm pressing...
You're sure that's 3?
Yes.
Because it sounds like 2.
No, it's 3.
Press 2 just so I know the difference.
All right.
Press 2 so I know
okay.
that...
Okay.
All right, now press 3. See, it's the same thing. Tell you what. Do this for... Press 4.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one. Okay, go ahead.
I want to get his address, a reading department, you know, where you can send some stuff like clippings out of the Miami Herald every now and then to him. I listen to his
program. The Miami Herald.
Miami, Florida. Miami Herald.
All right, could you spell that, sir?
M-I-A-M-I.
M-I-A-M-I.
H-E-R-A-L-D.
H-E-R-L-A-D.
See, I subscribe to it.
All right, could you press 5?
All right.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I every now and then there's some good articles in the Miami Herald, and I listen to Rush. I get up at 2 o'clock at night and listen to him because they put him on down here at 2 o'clock here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, yeah, 2 o'clock
How
at
about,
night.
Is that? Are you kidding?
No.
No, that's a joke, right?
No, it isn't, sir. Listen.
Are you telling me?
I'm 70 years old.
Yes,
I'm
sir. Yes.
I'm a senior citizen.
Yes, sir.
They put him on here in Fort Lauderdale at 2:05.
That is an absolute disgrace.
And do you know when they put him on in the morning?
When's
at
that?
6 o'clock.
That is an absolute disgrace.
See, he used to come on, I think.
Hold on, Phil. I want you to talk to my marketing director because I can't believe this.
Oh,
yeah. What station is he on?
Well, he's on 610.
Yeah.
EIV Network.
EIEI. The what? The EIEIO network.
I think they call it EIV network.
EIV network.
But
oh, the HIV network. That's
but,
a 610 HIV.
I'm talking about the television
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. Now, hold on. I want to get you to my marketing director. This is really making me mad.
Television is as
hold
channel
on.
6.
Yes, sir. Hold the line for just a minute. We got to get this information. You've reached the marketing department. Please press 2 to speak with our marketing director. Now press 4. Now press 8. Now press them all at once. Please press them all at once.
What was that again?
Well, if you have 4, 6, and 8, if you just
four,
press all of
six
and
eight,
press
okay.
them all at once, all 3.
All right.
If you just do that.
I'm going to lay the phone down.
I understand
now.
That, sir. Just put it down. Maybe with your feet you can do that. Just put your toes on it. Sir? Yeah. All right. That, yes, sir. You got it. That's very good. All right. Hold on for our marketing director. Marketing, hello.
Yes. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, sir. Now, do you have information that Mr. Limbaugh, probably the finest broadcaster in history, is on the air at 2 o'clock in the morning in Miami?
Listen, let me start now.
That
you listen
just
to me.
Makes me irate. Are you a fan of Rush's? Do you like Rush?
Oh, my
oh
God.
Oh, my God, I love
hey,
it.
Hey, listen, I have to set my alarm clock at night to get up and
I know what
to
you. I know exactly what
now,
you mean.
Now, here's what it is.
And those sons of bitches down there running him at 2?
Listen.
2 a.m.
Now, you listen to me, okay?
Yes, I'm listening.
They did have him on, I think, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sir, I've got some interference on the line. Could you hold on for a minute? We got interference on the line. Now, if we're being monitored again by the federal government, we have problems with being
monitored. I don't care if they monitor to me.
All right, but we do.
Oh.
Sir, I need for you to do something.
Okay.
It's going to be unusual, all right?
They put him on at 2:05 in the morning.
Hold on. I want you to press 2 on your phone with your foot. This is very important.
With my foot?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. It sounds ridiculous. We've got to do this. We're being monitored. With your foot.
Press what? Four?
Press 2 or 4 with your foot.
I'm going to press 2.
Yeah, thank you. All right, did you do that with your foot?
No.
Please, sir, you have to do it.
I'm going to put the phone on the floor.
Keep the receiver to your ear. Keep the receiver to your ear, but put the phone on the floor and press 2 with your foot.
Well, I can't. I'll be pressing a whole bunch.
Well, that's all right. Press a whole bunch if you have to. 2 will get in there.
Is that it?
Did you do it with your foot?
Yeah.
Is your shoe on?
No.
You have to take your shoe off.
I got it off. I'm going to
do it
again.
Thank you. Now press it with one of your toes. That's it. All right, go ahead.
You get it?
Yes, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. They did have him on at 12:30 at night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they change him to 2:05 at night.
On
Channel 6. Now, this is Channel 6, okay?
Channel 6, those liberals. You see what they
are
on Channel 6?
Channel 6 is, I think, CBS.
Sir, we have information that Channel 6 is being run by fellow travelers. And I think you know what I mean by that.
Yeah. Now they change him 12:35 in the morning.
Excuse me.
To 2:05 in the morning. Okay.
They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to keep Russia's message.
Well, I know
away
what they're trying to do. And then
that's right.
And then they put him on at 6:00 in the morning. At 6 a.m.
Damn them.
So now you can't hear him unless you set your alarm clock and get up at 2:05.
Now you have information about this from the Miami Herald?
No. I look at him.
You look at him?
I set my alarm clock.
And when you look at him, what do you see? You see a great man, don't you?
Oh, my God.
You see a man who is helping us out of the pit that we've dug for ourselves, don't you?
Let me just say this.
Let me ask you just
a question. We never get the truth until we listen to him.
Well, amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen.
Now, there's a lot of stuff I get in my mind.
I need for you to hit that phone one more time with your bare foot.
All right,
just reach down and hit that. Thank you. Now, that's with your bare foot, correct, sir?
Did I get it?
Yeah, that got it. Now, that's with your bare foot, correct?
Right.
You don't have a sock on?
No.
All right, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Take your other shoe off.
All right.
Okay, take the sock off.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are you wearing a shirt?
Wearing a shirt.
You need to remove that. Sir, we are being monitored. Channel 6 monitors our communication, so I need for you to have your shirt and your socks and your shoes off.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Now, are you what we would say in a state of semi-nudity?
Only my pants on.
Only your pants.
Right.
All right. Now, look down there and look at the label. What brand of underwear is it?
Oh, I just got on a pair of pants, that's all.
You have no underwear?
No.
Thank God. Thank God. Because I thought for a minute you were calling from Channel 6 and you're trying to make us look stupid.
No.
You don't work for Channel 6, do you?
Oh, my God.
All right, because they wear underwear, but Limbaugh fans don't. I need for you to hold on one more minute, all right, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you. Here is a call from Miami Beach. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, yes. My name is Anna, and I come from Chile.
From Chile?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that I get mad when this gentleman, Mr. Nickel, is talking about how Cuban men, they're so strong.
They are. Very macho.
Yeah, but why they stay in their country and they fight for their country? I mean,
Chile
was with the communists for a couple of years, and go out of the country.
Who is Chile?
And we fought for it.
Who's Chile?
Chile in South America.
Look, if you're cold, turn up your heat.
Hello?
She said Chile, the country. She's not Chile.
Chile, the country.
Yeah, it's a country.
C-H-I-L-E, South America, all the way up the end, right next to Argentina.
Whereabouts?
We were with the communists for 4 years, but we fought for it.
What
we stay in the country. We didn't get out of the country.
What continent is that on?
Excuse me?
What continent is Chile in?
What?
Continent. Where is it?
South America, sir.
You
never studied history?
I'm not familiar with it. What did you say it was near?
It's right next to Argentina.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No, I used to eat chili, if that's what you're talking about. There's a dish.
Well, I'm amazed that you never had to study history in a school.
Oh, cool. We study a history that counts. We don't study the history of some beanbag backwood.
In Chile, we study history of all South American and North America Europe.
We studied Benjamin Franklin, George Washington.
Only that's United States, sir.
That's right. That's what counts.
That's not what it counts, sir. When you have education, you study all the countries. You don't study only one country.
What's the capital of Florida?
Sir, we're talking about Chile. Why do you change your subject?
We're talking about...
Why do you change the subject?
Why am I changing?
I just want to tell you that we Chilean, we fought for our country.
You're Chilean.
People should stay there and fought for their country, not to come here and not to run away.
If you're Chilean, get a blanket.
And Mr. Nichols, you are the most disgusting person in the world.
Well, dear, don't... Hello.
So that's promoting cultural awareness there, Steve. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Here is Belle Mead. Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. I think
Thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
I think that's wonderful. Now I have one other question.
Yes, certainly, dear.
If you can get Neil to realize that damn is not God's last name, I would be so happy.
What is he saying, ma'am?
Well, when he says God damn. If he understood that...
Ma'am, I would ask you to watch your language. You're on a...
I know,
airways.
But that's what he says. And
did you just say... What did she say, Phil?
I didn't.
She said,
I never
she
said,
said
that before in my life.
She said GD.
Would you please watch your language, ma'am? Why do you think that's funny to come on the air with a profanity?
No, sir, I don't. You asked me what did he say.
No. You're just like these children that blame other people for their mistakes.
No, sir, I have never...
Did I not just hear you say goddamn, or did I not?
You asked me what did Neil say.
And
that was
said,
a quote from Neil, sir.
What did Neil say?
Just what I repeated. I'm not going to repeat it again.
Well, what did he say? I didn't know.
All I asked you is to ask Neil
to
realize that damn is not God's last name.
Well, what is the phrase he's using, ma'am?
Sir, I'm sure you listen to him. I'm not going to repeat it again.
What is the phrase?
I'm not
going to
use it again because you just told me that I was being...
We can't solve the problem without you helping us. What did he say?
He said, God damn.
Would you watch your language?
See, now you're just as bad as he is.
I'm asking you as a decent human being to watch your language. Did she say that, Phil?
I did hear her say, God damn.
Yes, sir, but you asked me to verbalize what Neil said.
Did you dump that call, Phil, or did you not?
I don't think we did dump it, Phil.
Well, I mean, Neil says it, and you asked me.
Well, Neil says it. I mean, what are you, a little kid on a playground? Neil says it, so you say it?
No, sir. I was stupid enough to listen to you to ask you, and you asked me to repeat what he said.
Well, what did he say?
I'm not going to say it again.
How do you spell it? Spell it.
Capital G-O-D.
Yeah.
Capital D-A-M-N.
That was goddamn again, she said it, right?
No, sir,
yeah,
I did
heard
not
her say
it. You just said it.
I don't know what...
You're getting as sick as the rest of these people.
No, I'm not alone. I'm asking you to clean your mouth up for maybe the first time in your life. And by the way, damn is not capitalized. God is.
Well, you said it now. I repeated what you asked me.
Well,
now, I'm sorry.
What should he say instead? What should he say instead?
He could. He doesn't have to use that.
What?
He could say Dern.
Dern?
Or Drat, or anything.
As in Bruce Dern, the actor, or God Dern?
Sir, I don't know. You're
I don't
bad here. I thought I had some respect for you, but you're not interested
you.
In cleaning up
How
your station.
How about dead gum?
Whatever happened to the FCC?
Whatever happened to they moved out.
Yeah, well, they must have, because the language
that
comes through on your station.
No,
goodbye.
Listen, hello. She said come, too, didn't she, Phil?
Yes, she did, Bob. Let's talk to Sylvia here in Boca. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Yes.
About these functional things that are to be given for Mother's Day.
Could you speak up, please?
I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Yeah?
About the functional things that she recommends for people to give mothers on Mother's Day.
A little bit louder, please.
Can't you hear me?
Just a little bit louder.
I said I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Louder.
I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to tell her that I'm a gal going on 76.
Oh, my God.
And believe me, honey, I don't need any pots and pans. I don't need any functional underwear. I'd love some lovely, silky things.
Oh, who
I'd
are
love
you
some
kidding?
Nice perfume.
Darling, who are you kidding?
What do you mean kidding? Don't you? Who are you kidding, baby?
Darling, you're 76 years old. You've
and, baby, I don't look it. I don't look it either.
Honey, be honest with me, all right?
What?
Be honest with me for a moment.
I'm honest. Go ahead.
How low are they hanging?
What?
How low do they hang?
Not very.
Oh, come on, will you please?
Come on, Mom.
No, this is
come
a,
on.
These are women.
What is so terrible about giving mothers perfume, pretty lingerie, pretty underwear,
there is
lovely
nothing.
Earrings?
Darling, there's
what,
nothing.
What do I need pots and pans for? I've done that. I've done that stuff.
Are you still married?
No, I'm a widow now.
Well, can't you get another man?
I can get all I want.
Well, then, darling, when you get a man in your life, and you know this, he's going to want a home-cooked meal. He's going to want to have his socks done and his underwear done. What are you going to do for him?
Honey, well, I don't know where you've been, but let me tell you something. I've already paid my dues.
Well, I know you have, darling, and you have some wonderful children, I'm sure. Correct?
I sure have, and
all right.
I certainly don't expect any perfumes.
What about
I don't expect any dishes. I don't want any pots and pans.
Well,
that functional.
I think perfume.
Give me the silk and satin stuff, baby.
You got to be kidding me. You go out on the beach and there are people who
I
are
don't
shocked.
Go to the beach.
Do you wear a...
I know enough about that.
Do you wear a two-piece or a one-piece?
I'm not going to the beach. I happen to have had some surgery, and I don't feel
so
I
you
can face... expose myself.
You...
I know enough about
that's
that.
That's what
so.
I'm talking about, darling. I'm talking about that. These women go out to the beach, and they've got the gut hanging out after 15 children.
But why are you dwelling on that?
All right, let's
why
get
are you
to the other,
on
all
that?
Right, let's get
I'm
to the other stuff.
I'm talking about what you're
all
saying.
Right.
You're giving mother gifts. Mother's Day gifts.
I think
what's wrong with a gorgeous bottle of perfume?
There's nothing. I love
great.
Perfume. I think perfume's wonderful. But for you, you're 76?
You bet.
All right, I would recommend for you the good... No, I think silk panties are wonderful as long as at your age you have padding there where you need it.
Oh, come on. I don't know where you've been. Come on.
Darling, I think at 76,
next
face reality, you can have a very nice, sexy pair of panties so long as you have a receptacle close by.
It's a different world, and they fit well.
They
I do want to smell good. I want to look good.
Of course you do.
I don't want to be functional. I've done that stuff.
Of course you do, darling, but I would recommend very nice silk panties that come with the bucket, that come with a little catch, a receptacle.
Come
what do you
on.
Mean, a bucket?
Come on, where you been?
Where have I been? I live in the world, darling, and I
you
know
have?
At 70...
Well, let me tell you, I've been around too, kiddo.
And you
and
need...
you better change some of your ideas.
A nice...
Okay, that's
a
enough.
Nice, a nice canvas house coat, I think it'd be very nice.
Well, certainly a house coat, but get me something sharp.
All right, let's go to this other... Thank you very much, Sylvia.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. Fort Lauderdale, hello. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
can you
have Brian there?
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio down?
Turn the radio down.
Ma'am?
Do you still have Brian in your studio?
Ma'am, could you turn your radio up? I'm sorry.
You want me to turn it up
turn
or
it
turn
up,
it down?
Turn it all the way up, please.
Okay, it's off.
Turn it up.
Why do you want me to turn it up?
We need to have it up because our delay isn't working right.
Okay,
please
turn
it up. I need
up.
To make sure that it's working up. Turn it all the way up.
Turn it up some more.
All the way.
Turn it up more.
We got to equalize the look. Turn it all the way up.
Turn it all the way up some more, Mom.
All the way up.
All the way. Is that better?
More. Is that as far as it goes?
That's as far as it goes.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, that is not Brian Blaze you have in your studio, and I hope your company is financially set because your asses are going to be sued.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Because
go right ahead.
Why would y'all even try to get on the radio and falsify somebody like that?
Hello, what is your comment, please?
I'm saying my comment.
Fort Lauderdale, hello, you're on the air. Go ahead, Fort Lauderdale. Lisa in Fort Lauderdale, go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Are you not hearing me?
Go right ahead, ma'am. Hello?
I'm telling you what... Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First of all, that is not Brian Blaze in your studio, and I hope people are not believing that is Brian Blaze.
What is your comment?
That is my comment.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello? What is your comment, please?
Hello?
You're on the air.
You guys are a jerk for even falsifying somebody like that.
Hello, you're Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead. Hello, who is this? Hello? You're on the air.
Why do you keep saying hello?
I want your comment, ma'am. You're on the air. Hello.
I'm my comment. That is not Brian Blaze. You're being very...
Could you turn your radio down?
You are an asshole, and people should not listen to your ass.
Ma'am, you'll have to...
And your ass is not going to be on the radio much longer because you're going to be sued.
You need to turn your radio down. I can't hear you. Turn your radio down.
Now you want me to turn the radio down. Before your signal was bad, you want me to turn it up.
Turn it
up. Get on your radio station
it's a lot better now.
And announce news instead of falsifying
it's a
and
lot
trying
better.
To make money off somebody's damn health.
You're on the air. All right, thank you.
Hi, it's George. Hello.
On the radio station this morning, Neil Rogers said he needed a certain medication, and a caller said that my husband, who owns a drugstore and plantation, carries it, and we do have it, and we'd like to get the information to Mr. Rogers.
Can you spell?
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Why?
In plantation.
Plantation.
Plantation. Can you spell?
P-L-A.
P-L-A.
N-P-A-T-I-O-N.
Plantation.
Right. The phone number is 791.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is his medical? This is Neil. I produce Neil's show, and he asked for medicine.
Okay. What happened? They were talking about a diet.
Yes.
And Mr. Rogers is a diabetic, and he needs a certain kind of stick to test for his diabetes.
He needs a stick.
Yeah, it's a stick that you test your urine to see if your diabetes is affected by this diet.
I don't understand. He needs a stick.
It's not a stick. It's medication.
Stick? But do you put a stick?
It's called a diabetic stick. It's not a stick like you pick
up.
Where
do you put this?
In your urine.
Mom, I'm very busy.
Okay,
listen,
this is not a joke.
But why would you call with this?
Because Mr. Rogers needed the name of the drugstore.
Mr. Rogers is an openly gay man. And we love Neil because he's an honest man.
No, this is not a joke.
But for you to call up to say for him to stick.
It's not a stick. It's for diabetes.
Why don't you put this stick?
Sir, this is not a joke.
You're trying to make a fool of me?
No, I'm not.
You're trying to make a fool of me. Aren't you?
This is Steve Nichol. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Nichol.
Yes.
I don't know quite how to handle this. This morning, I just got a call from a physician.
Yes.
He said that on this morning's program, Neil Rogers was looking for a certain medication for diabetes.
Yes.
My husband happens to have this medication. We're an independent store. As a good citizen, I just found this information out, and I made a call to your radio station and spoke to a man named George.
Yes, George Rodriguez.
I was never, ever so humiliated in my life. He told me I was a fool, that this was a prank, etc. I said, excuse me, I am a professional teacher in the county. My husband owns a pharmacy. I was just trying to be a good citizen by telling Mr. Rogers that we have the medication he needs because he's on the special diet and he needs something for his diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And this man hung up on me, couldn't spell anything. He said, what's the name of the drugstore? I said, the prescription pad pharmacy.
Are you talking about George?
Yes.
Okay. He's.
I was never, ever treated like this in my life. I am 48 years old, and I am shaking the way he talked to me.
Well, ma'am, what did he? Did he use foul language or?
He called me a fool.
Uh-huh.
He said, is this a joke? I said, this is not a joke. I am just being a good citizen, giving you information to give to Mr. Rogers. I don't give a damn whether he comes to my store to purchase the item.
Yeah.
If somebody needs medication, my husband has it.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am.
I was just being a good citizen. And this man opened up to me like you wouldn't believe and then hung up on me.
You know, I know that this probably, the way you're feeling right now won't mean much, but George is one of our best producers. I don't know what got into him, maybe.
Well, this was, he asked me what the medication was. What they are diabetic sticks. He says, what do you do with the sticks? I said, you test your urine. He says, why don't you, no, he did. He said, why don't you stick up your ass?
He said that?
Yes, he said that.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you two things.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the information only because my husband is in the business to take care of people.
Yes.
But I also want some kind of apology from this man, George.
You want an apology from
George?
Well,
wouldn't you?
All right, ma'am. I'd have to put you on hold so that
Never mind.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you this much. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can ask George if he's in the hallway right now to
I needed to do is give you a damn phone number. If Mr. Rogers needs medication, fine. If he doesn't, that's fine, too.
Joe, let me sit him down here, and I'll conference the call if I can.
Okay.
George, did you ask this? Apparently the lady said that you used some vulgar language with her. No. You did not.
Did he tell me to stick the stick up and ask?
No, I did not say that at all.
What did he say? Did he think this was a joke?
Neil, I thought that what she was a joke, playing a prank on me.
Why would I play a joke on medication?
Because Neil is openly gay, and
I don't care if he's gay or not.
But she said,
does he have diabetes?
Yes, Neil does have diabetes.
Okay,
how would I
know he has diabetes, and how would I know he needs this if it was not announced on the radio this morning? A physician called me and told me to call in.
Well, ma'am, George, did you say those words to the lady?
To what?
Did you say stick it up your ass?
No, I didn't say
What that. Did I tell you? What did you ask me? I told you the medication were for sticks.
But I didn't know what you meant by the stick.
I said the sticks were used to test your urine.
You said to put the stick. You said to me to stick the stick.
In your urine.
No, you didn't say that.
I did too.
Let me just jump in here. Did somebody tell someone to stick something up somebody's ass here?
Mr. George did.
She told me to stick it up my ass.
I did not.
You did too.
You why would I do that?
Okay. George, all right. This obviously is not working out very well.
Okay.
Did you say to my producer, stick it up your ass?
Did I?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely not.
That's what he's claiming.
She said for me to stick it in my ass.
He asked me the sticks were for, and I said, test your urine.
Did you not say this to me? You said,
I did
stick,
not.
But you said, stick it in my ass.
Put it in your urine.
Didn't you say to stick it in my ass and to turn it, to twist?
I did not.
You, ma'am.
You want to know something,
sir? I've got a problem. No, but
we have a problem.
As a manager,
I'm calling my attorney now.
As a manager, I have a problem because he's saying one thing and you're saying something else.
I am calling my attorney.
But what I can tell you is this, at WIOD, like any business, the customer is always right. So if you say that he said this, then he must have said it.
Let me ask you a question.
I did not say
why would I even approach WIOD unless
I
wanted
that.
Mr. Rogers to get the medication needed?
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. George, it's possible because you don't speak very good English that you did not understand what the lady said.
I understood what the lady said.
He asked me what... Can you just listen for a second?
Why
he asked me what I did, what he needed. I said he needs certain sticks. I did not. I said they test your urine to see your sugar test your sugar level.
And then you said to stick it up my ass.
I did not.
I don't.
You tell this to a judge, George. Will you go to court and tell this to a judge?
Sir, we have a listener. Sir, did you hear everything?
Yes.
Well, what happened?
In other words, he was acting as though this woman was trying to go and put a funny across to him.
Thank you.
And he was using a lot of foul language and that sticking up his ass. Or her ass.
So she told him to stick it up his ass?
No. He told her that.
Okay, so you heard this?
Right, there is a lot of crud going on here.
Let me say this. George, and I will say this in front of these two people, you are hereby terminated from this radio station.
Well, that's not
right. I didn't...
You're terminated from this radio station.
Well, if he was trying to be
funny... But I have a family to support.
Then you better get another job.
Lady. You are fired.
Right.
But I...
Because he's a nothing.
Could I give you my home phone number?
Sure.
And you and I can... Are you free this evening?
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to have cocktails with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. And if you can call me at my home, 759...
Are you in Coral Springs?
Yes.
So am I.
4311.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to meet you for drinks.
Okay.
Lantana, hello.
Yes, my name is Lisa, and I really think that, Margaret, you've got a really big disability. You're sitting there wanting a disabled spot.
Yes.
Just because your nails and toenails aren't dry. Honey, you're just more money-oriented than anything else.
And
if you can't take it, stay home.
Well,
and if
I
you
know
can't click
good.
The TV, get your servant and whatever to click the TV.
Now, this is what you were hoping for, Margaret. These are women. These are women calling and telling
I'm
you what's up.
Yeah, I'm a woman,
up.
And I don't appreciate you ranking me with the likes of you. Because,
well, I
honey,
beg your pardon.
In my book, all you are is money-hungry, snobbish, worried about breaking a little nail, get down in the dirt with everybody else.
Another woman doesn't have a man
and that's
with
all
money.
I have to say,
I'll
Margaret.
Bet your
if you can't deal with it, I'm sorry.
I'll bet your husband has no money at all. And you're just jealous.
Who cares about money,
you're
honey?
You're just jealous of
me. You know, there's other things in life besides money, and it sure ain't you. Or
really?
Your looks. I bet you with a gallon of buttermilk, you know, you could stop a freight train.
I beg your pardon.
And I don't appreciate people like you acting the way you act.
I bet you have green nail polish with a little dragon design.
Green nail polish?
Yes.
Honey, I got more class in my pinky than you do in your whole body.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yes, how much is your
home worth? I live in a better place, and I got a bigger heart than you will ever have.
Do you rent or do you own?
Just don't. It's just me.
Do you rent?
This is where I live.
So she doesn't want to answer
the question. Where do you live?
I live in Bell Harbor. Bell Harbor.
No, Bell Harbor.
Yes.
Oh, darling.
Oh, well.
I can go to the best of them. And, you know, I think it's best that you just shut your mouth about all us other women
out
here.
I wouldn't have a maid talk to me that way.
Don't rank it. And that's all I've got to say to Margaret. Thanks, Bill.
Steve Nichol.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you not to disgrace me on the phone. You understand? Who are you, I'm going to report you.
Who am I talking to?
My niece called Mrs. Goldstein. I called up about Neil Rogers.
Yeah.
And you said these guys should go on food stamps.
Yes.
Do I drink?
Yes,
what
do you
kind
drink?
Of talk is that?
I'm trying to determine why
I am a respectable woman.
I'm sure you are. You sound
good
to me.
And I don't have to have you tell me these kind of things.
But I want to know, she said you couldn't pick up the Neil Rogers show.
I listen to him faithfully every day.
Oh, I'm
night.
Sure you do.
Right, and I could not pick it up on 92.
On 92. What street are you on now?
Are you going to start that business with me, too?
No, ma'am. I thought you said you couldn't pick it up on an interstate. You were in your car. That's all I was asking.
I'm in Hollywood, in Hollywood.
Are you in a home? Are you at home now?
Yes.
All right. Is your nurse there?
Pardon?
Is your nurse there?
I didn't hear you.
Do you have a nurse who takes care of you?
Look, I'm going to report you. I don't need
you. No, wait. I just want to know why you...
No, I'm not sick like you are.
All right, ma'am. I'll transfer you to our general manager, then. Bob Green.
You are a sick person,
yeah, ma'am.
I'm not.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll transfer you to our general manager, Bob Green.
We'll do that. I'd like to talk to him.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Bob Green calling.
Yes. It's disgusting what Mr. Nichols does on the phone.
What did he do, ma'am?
What does he do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have a nurse? Am I sick when I call him to ask something about Neil Rogers?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of talk is this to a person?
He talked to you that way?
Yes, he did.
Could you hold on for a minute? Steve?
Yeah?
Get in here.
What do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want? Did you ask this lady if she was on Prozac or something?
What did he say, ma'am?
Ma'am?
I'm sick and I have
a nurse. Did you ask this lady?
What the fuck is that?
What are you trying to do?
Oh, she sounds like an old bag to me.
An old bag? Why, you dirty... Ow. Ow. I just hit him, ma'am.
Is this what you do on the radio station?
I slugged him right in the mouth.
Look, I don't have to take it from you.
Steve,
I'm going to take
come
it from murder.
Steve,
I don't have to be spoken to.
I'm the general manager,
way.
Ma'am. I know. I just hit him in the mouth. What do you want me to do?
I don't have to be spoken to that way by you or him.
You never talked with this lady. She's a fine lady. Don't ever talk to her that way.
I'll stick it up your ass.
Why, you dirty...
I just heard that, too.
He told me to stick it up my ass. Can you believe that? Hello? Hello? Why, you dirty old... But I'd like...